Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Belly Room inside the Comedy Store here in Hollywood, California. Here is the PHP Live with Perez Hilton and Chris Booker.
I'll give you all 100 guesses where he is.
I'm glad I chose a long song because I didn't know we were starting so punctually. And oh my God, the music's playing. I have to go pee. Is my zipper up? It is. Okay.
Are you set?
I'm good.
All right, here we go. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. He's Perez. What's doing?
Thank you to everybody who showed up today. I'm so happy to be at the world famous Comedy Store, Iconic. And I'm extra happy that we're in this room because I didn't know until getting here that this room we're in, the Belly Room, was created in the 70s by Mitzi Shore, who ran the Comedy Store until she passed away. And it was created for female comics to give them a safe space. So it's so fitting that we are in this room tonight.
Nothing feels safe about this room, for the record, for the people listening. It is basically a dungeon.
I love a dungeon.
I'm not kidding. I'm afraid. How are you? You ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Normally, I ask you how you been, what you been up to, so.
Nothing. I'm good.
That's boring.
Mm-hmm. There's my girlfriend over there, everybody. What did we watch on TV last night? Exactly. We don't even remember.
2020.
No, after 2020. We watched something.
Vanderpump
I love that show. It's so good, isn't it? He doesn't understand television. I don't understand how you're an entertainment reporter. And
but I know everything, and I know everyone.
You don't know how great Vanderpump Rules is?
I went to spin class this morning, and I saw a celebrity. I'm like, I know who you are, even though I've never seen her in anything. What's her name? Shay Mitchell. Does anybody know her? I went to spin class because I'm feeling really fat. It nearly killed me this morning. It was an hour-long class.
You poor thing.
I'm just so happy that I did that because I'm worth it, and I'm getting my bikini body ready for summer.
You're really close.
Other than that, I have not been up to much. So for those of you listening and not here in person, we're wearing these matching shirts.
Perez bought us these shirts. We actually get bummed out. We looked at one another in the shirts in the green room, and we both kind of sighed, and we thought, oh, what could have been?
So I bought him this as a Christmas present because we were asked, not even to audition, we were told that we were going to be on The Amazing Race. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, how cute. We'd have matching outfits for the race. And then they took the offer away from us after infecting our bodies with unnecessary vaccines. God. We've said the story
before.
You
know, when you go to another country, they give you a
shot. We don't need to go into it in detail, but this is technically our second ever live show. Was anybody here at our parking lot show?
Brian, our producer.
This is our first show in a venue, though, so I really just want to start off by thanking all of you again for being here. If you want to take some time while enjoying this to formulate a question, we're going to do a nice hearty Q&A afterwards, okay?
Mm-hmm. We'll get back to the live action in a little bit, but first, I know Booker did a lot of drinking during our live podcast recording. So the Sarah Vital that we are taking came in extra handy for you, didn't it?
I'm at peak performance right now. I am.
Well, right now, you weren't necessarily after the podcast.
Okay. I was before I came in. Because I'm taking Cerevital, I may have knocked myself off of the track because of the drinks, but I'll get right back on track.
Well, there is a new Cerevital. It's Cerevital Advanced, and it helps give you energy, amongst other things. Cerevital Advanced also helps improve your mood, your sleep, reduces cravings, and it has no added hormones or harmful chemicals. You can see improvements in your skin and weight loss in as little as 15 days with Cerevital. And for our special podcast listeners, we have a great deal. The Cerevital Advanced for just $70 off by texting Perez to 246810. That's 246810. And start looking and feeling decades younger with Cerevital. Order today and you'll even get free shipping. That's Perez, P-E-R-E-Z.
I also want to remind everybody listening that if you missed out on us here in Los Angeles, we're going to be in Las Vegas Saturday, April 27th. You can get more info and tickets at PerezTour.com. Okay. All right. I had no idea this was even a thing, but I am in the middle of some drama today. And you are too, but there is a huge debate and controversy over whether or not newborn boys should be circumcised.
Yes.
Because on our podcast last week, we spoke about pink, and I mentioned how people were having that debate with her. But now we're in it.
We've been tagged on every child penis hashtag. This is probably not a good look for me.
It's blowing up my feed. But we didn't even share our thoughts on circumcision last week. We just mentioned that people were talking about it. First of all, I think I saw something that in America, 80% of the men are circumcised. So I'm Latino, but I was born in Miami, so I am circumcised. And then, I had the decision to make as to whether I wanted to circumcise my son or not. I chose to have my son circumcised, which a lot of these anti-circumcision people are going to get real upset with. My mom said that when I was circumcised, they did it right away, but they don't do it right away anymore.
They don't?
No.
How long do they wait?
So I had a meeting with a really fancy urologist and we discussed it. And he asked, why do you want to have this done for your son? And I said, for looks. I want him to have a pretty penis. Not that a certain uncircumcised penis is unpretty, but in my personal opinion,
I'm with you, bro. No dick sweater.
It's prettier. And then, it's fascinating because a lot of people are saying, oh, by choosing that for your child, you're not giving them a choice. I thank my parents for doing that for me because at age 18, I probably wouldn't have wanted to do it. You know, those anti-circumcision people, they remind me a lot of hardcore vegans. Really, they're right. They are right. This is the thing to do. Mm. And listen, just because I do things a certain way doesn't mean I'm right. Although I always think I'm right. But I can agree to disagree with you. And I doubt my son will ever complain about circumcision and being circumcised. Anyways, I also found myself with a lot of drama over, I don't even think it was over the comments I made, but just in relation to Britney Spears. So if you've not been keeping tabs, but I'm assuming almost everybody has because you're listening to us or you're here in person, Brittany is currently seeking professional help for mental health issues, which I was very concerned about just because I want to know, what prompted, I mean, we know what prompted it, but like she very publicly has had a lot of issues. And over the last 6 months, she's been struggling because her dad has been very sick. Mm-hmm. And from what I've read, he's probably even sicker than we know. I mean, it almost sounds like he's dying. When it comes to somebody's health, as I said at the beginning, I don't think it's their responsibility to go into detail to the public as to exactly what's happening.
Okay, so let me back this up for one second. So The fact that she is seeking treatment, did that come from her camp or did that come from the paparazzi? Did that come from people reporting on Britney Spears? Where did
it come from?
That's where the hang up is.
Do you mean was the decision hers?
No.
The news
leaked.
The fact it leaked.
Okay, yeah. So it didn't come from her.
No.
Well, that's why people are pissed at you.
Some Britney fans are pissed at me because back in the day when I was a different Perez, I wasn't even going to say younger because youth is not an excuse. When I was a different Perez, I was really hard on Britney Spears. And I was really hard on a lot of people. And I like to think that I'm different now. And wiser, but still sassy and fun as fuck. But it was just so nothing. I mean, seeing over and over again all of these Britney fans, and I would not even say it's the majority, but it felt like the majority, or at least the ones that were commenting on what happened to me, especially on Twitter, they were all bringing up things I said 11 years ago, 12 years ago, back in 2007, 2006.
You understand that?
Yeah, I was faced with the Kevin Hart dilemma. I apologized again. And I even made a video apologizing
to
Britney.
But you do understand that some people don't have to accept your apology.
I understand that. I didn't even have to make that apology.
No, you didn't.
But I'd made it. And I will continue to apologize if I've hurt anybody. It's just wild to me that people were questioning my sincerity. I was genuinely concerned for this girl, woman, mother of two. Just because I did say some truly awful things, which I won't even repeat, doesn't mean that now in 2019, I can't be honestly wishing her well when I say I wish her well and worried for her.
Right. Well, they can honestly not accept your apology and they can honestly not believe you because of the things you said. It's their right as well. So you got to own it.
I said it. I'm just going to say all those people are stupid.
Okay. You could say that, too.
I mean,
I don't really think that helps your argument, but let's go with that.
As I reminded them after 2007, 2008, Britney chose me to open her fucking circus tour. Yeah, Google that shit. It's on my YouTube page. It was the best part of the show.
It won't be hard to find.
Yeah, no. Type Perez Hilton Circus on my YouTube.
It's on the top of my webpage.
No, it's on my YouTube. And that was what? What year was a circus tour? 2010?
Okay. So your point is...
And then a couple of years after that, she brought me up on stage in Las Vegas. She made me her bitch during her Vegas show. So that's another thing. You know, if Britney herself has been able to move past our past,
right,
then why are her fans not able to move past
because
our past?
Because it's their prerogative not to. What don't you get?
I was concerned even more so for Britney because who her ex-husband is. And even though I have supported K-Fed's attempts to get more money from her, I think it would suck of him to use what's happening now against her to get more money, even more money from her, which I thought he may.
No, I don't think it works that way. Why would he go to a judge to say no?
Well, he wouldn't go to a judge, but he would threaten to go to a judge.
But what would his basis be for doing
that? I'm afraid for my children's well-being in her care.
She's seeking medical attention.
That's alarming to me. I'm Kevin Federline. I'm concerned.
You're an ambulance chaser if you're Kevin Federline.
Well, I thought that was a possibility. Thankfully, that's proven to not be true, and he actually has given her a message of support. So that was good to see. And Britney's sister and brother have stepped up to help the family during this difficult time. Also, just to clarify, because you mentioned that the story was leaked or not, we mentioned that, but Britney, according to what we know, chose to go and get help on her own. Mm-hmm. So it is different from 2007 when she was repeatedly, I think more than once, she was put on a 5150 psychiatric hold, and then her dad had to intervene. All right, let's move on to lighter news. The 2019 Britney, Ariana Grande.
Irrelevance is what he meant.
Yeah, irrelevance. That's what I meant.
Not that she's batshit crazy.
No.
She seems stable.
But give her a year. She's already crazy, but in a good way.
When you come up through that Disney, I think you corrected me once on that, but when you come up.
She was on Nickelodeon.
On those shows, and you're famous from Go, kind of screws with you a little bit, I think. It doesn't make you normal, and things will unravel, and I think you're right. You probably could set an egg timer to it.
Well, Ariana, it was in the middle of the circumcision debate as well, sort of. But replace circumcision with queer baiting or bisexuality. Ariana released a new song with her friend called Monopoly, Victoria Monet. Have any of you guys heard the song? Some, not so much. Doesn't bother me that you haven't, because I think it's just something they released for fun. It's not like her single. It's not going to radio. And frankly, I love that she's doing whatever the fuck she wants to do. Have you heard the song?
Yes.
You did?
It's good-ish.
Well, yeah, good-ish. Although...
She's flooded the marketplace with so much music. Yeah. She has the song with 2 Chainz. She has nine releases
album out.
Yeah. She's saturated. She's oversaturated. Where she put something out with her friend, maybe even knew it would be ignored.
It's more than just a friend. It's her co-writer. The girl, Victoria Monet. If you're going to have...
You got a nugget you're sitting on, I can tell.
If you're going to release a song with Ariana... And you're a singer, not a rapper. I would make sure to somehow fake it or maneuver it so you sound good.
Yeah.
That girl did not sound good on the song.
Ariana, say what you will about her. She has a lot of talent. She's an immensely talented human being, and she can really sing. And if you're an okay singer or even a good singer, you don't want to sit next to the best singer. And she's in the conversation for best singer if that's what you're getting at.
Yeah. And the other girl sounded really bad. But one of the lines that got everybody's attention was, I like women and men. Yeah. Work so fucking much. Need a twin. And some women, actually, and it's nice. It is nice to be around women.
It is.
A lot of women were upset by this. Well, queer women, seemingly, because they put this label on her of, she's that girl.
They, as in they online, by the way.
Well, no, no.
Not all.
Or maybe
the
even some straight women.
Women.
Well, no. Well, yeah, okay, the online ones. Saying Ariana's the kind of straight girl who'll get drunk and make out with other girls.
We love those, by the way.
But I don't think you're a straight girl if you're making out with other girls.
Yeah, you can be.
No, I don't believe that. You may not be bisexual, but you're not straight. You may not be clearly a lesbian, but you're not straight. I am a straight guy. I will never...
There is a difference. I think girls can coexist with one another where they get
cheeky
and a little kiss.
But that doesn't mean you're straight. Let me give them the benefit of the doubt then. If you're a girl and you've gotten really drunk, you maybe did that once. But if you're a straight girl who... has made out with other girls repeatedly, you're not a straight girl, even if it's only when you're drunk. That's what I'm getting at.
I don't know if I agree with you.
Well, like, you're wrong.
Look, I've never accidentally blown a dude, ever. Bro, what'd we do last night? Never happened. Never. And I've never made out with a dude either, just for shits and giggles. But I think
yet.
Girls can. And I don't think there's any... sexuality.
No, I agree with that.
I think it's just a kinship. It's a...
No, I disagree.
Between
friends. Straight
some girls
girl
are saying yes,
wouldn't.
Some girls are saying no
a
for the
straight
people
girl
listening.
Wouldn't. What do straight girls think?
Agree with Booker, raise your hands.
Oh, some agree with Booker.
Agree with Perez,
who agrees
raise your
with
hands.
Me? All right.
I would get Perez. I'll
more
get Perez
70-30
on this one, sure. But okay, but we're still... You see my point.
No.
It's not black and white is my point.
No, I get that. Sexuality is way more fluid for women, which is what I think you were trying to say.
Right.
But there is such a thing as straight. If you're repeatedly making out with other women and you're women, you're not straight. You're a 10. If you're a 9, you could just say you're straight-ish. But you're not a 10.
All right, bring it back to Ariana.
All right, well, that was that. I was watching videos of her tour, and I was a little disappointed from the videos I saw. Have any of you seen the videos from her tour? I just expected more production. It's got some production, but not as much as
Right.
She's Ariana Grande right now.
We're on the eve of Coachella the weekend before. I'm not sure if they're doing the feed again this year. I haven't heard that yet or not.
They are. They always do every year.
Well, they have, but this is the one year I haven't
heard
anything.
They may not do it for her, though, because I would imagine she's doing the same show she's got on tour.
That's the point I was going to make. So we'll find out if it is a snooze fest. But everything I've read has been kind of lackluster.
You've read tour reviews?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
There's
lackluster. You see, I didn't even read them, but I could just tell by the videos. Speaking of tours and women hooking up with women, Jerry Halliwell has denied Mel B. Well, I don't even know if she's denied it per se, but she's finally addressed Mel B talking about their hookup back in the day. And this is what Jerry Halliwell had to say. It's been very disappointing to read about all these rumors again, especially on Mother's Day of all days. Jerry, through her publicist, is really grateful for your support and loyalty.
Feel free to boo this accent if you like. It's fine.
Whatever.
We all hear how
Jerry
bad it
is really grateful for your support and loyalty for so many years. She loves the Spice Girls, Emma, Melanie, and Victoria. She would like you to know that what has been reported recently is simply not true and has been very hurtful to her family. Moving forward, Jerry can't wait to see the girls and all the fans on the tour have an amazing time with everyone and make some new memories. She wishes you a happy Mother's Day.
Thank God you read the whole statement.
It wasn't that long. We already spoke about this on the podcast before, and we both agreed it was weird for Mel B to reveal this.
Yeah.
But I love that she did. Well, for my job, I love that she did. But it was so unnecessary, especially given the timing of it all.
Right.
Having said that, I think this statement is equally weird. It just is inviting even more questions. Okay, what part of it was not true? Mm-hmm. What specifically? Did you not have sex? Did you just make out? If I was going to release this, and I'm a fan usually of releasing statements, this is what I would have said. Jerry barely remembers the 90s. She only remembers the good times and is excited to make more good memories this summer on tour. Because then that's showing you have a sense of humor and you're just saying also, I want this to die. But this is the opposite. This is like, well, what part of it was not true? Because also now this is also painting your band member as a liar. And with my comment, it's like, you're taking the bullet for the team almost.
Typically, I would say don't address it at all because it's a story that you will literally forget about 3 days later. But they are touring. It may have come up again during the press cycle and the tour. Someone could tongue-in-cheek bring it up. I guess you're right. You probably do need to address it. But with everything that's happened with Mel B, she said a lot of crazy things. You could almost emoji eye-roll a response to all of that and be done with it.
But she didn't.
She
released
didn't.
That statement.
Well,
speaking of people in the UK, I don't think the British media is talking about this because the libel laws are very different in the UK.
Yeah.
And also, the royal family is very powerful in the UK. There are all these rumors that Prince William is having an affair. Yes. With a friend of both his and Kate's, not some random hoe. I mean, I guess you have to when you're Prince William because you don't have Instagram and nobody's sliding into your DMs.
Yeah. It's not like he's at the bar at night and just met some girl.
Exactly,
I
no.
I think people know who he is.
With a friend of the couple's, and rumor has it that Kate has become aware of it, but she's staying with him. Yeah, she's a princess to be. Well, actually, I don't ever think she will ever be princess. No. The only reason Princess Diana was named a princess is because she came from royal blood. Mm-hmm. Anyways, she found out and has decided to stay with him, but made sure to let him know that the husband is still with the wife that was allegedly having the affair with Prince William. They are no longer part of the royal inner circle. If you were Kate Middleton, you, would you stay with Prince William knowing what he did to you?
Yeah, why not? You're with the prince.
Normally, if I was a normal girl, which I like to think of myself as,
You're so
close. Would say I'm done with you because if he cheats on you once, he'll cheat on you again. But he's Prince William. You're that close to the throne. Queen Elizabeth is old and his dad's real old too. Maybe I'd divorce him a few years into him being king, but I at least want to get to that moment.
You need to watch The Crown.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Those royals, they all are historically cheaters. So I'm thankful that I chose God Save the Queen as our intro song, because there's a lot of talk of British people today. Moving on from Prince William to Sam Smith. Are there any Sam Smith fans in the house? I am not easily shocked, but I was shocked by this. Have you heard the Sam Smith story from this week?
I saw his Instagram post where he sort of took off all of his clothes and showed us his
bod. Was great. I thought he looked good. However, I was shocked when he revealed recently that he got liposuction at age 12. There's so much about that that bothers me. What doctor would agree to give a 12-year-old liposuction unless it's a necessary thing that must be done? Now people are going to be like, well, isn't that the same thing about the circumcision? No, that's different. A 12-year-old doesn't need liposuction, do they?
Well, your body hasn't even matured yet. You haven't hit puberty. You could be a tubby kid and straighten right out at 15. So it does seem
odd. It's wild that they found a doctor to perform liposuction on him. And this is not according to sources. Sam Smith said this himself, that he had this done. I'll read you the quote. I won't do it in an English accent this
Thank
time.
God.
A British accent. He said, at the time, I think I was very happy about it, talking about the surgery. Sure. It didn't really change anything. I think I put the weight back on in 2 weeks because I haven't figured out my relationship with food. So it didn't really change anything. But being 12 years old and having liposuction on your chest is quite a big deal. I'm not going to say. I was tempted. I thought for half a second, God, he had really shitty parents. But no. Obviously, his parents did this because they thought that was what was best for their child. I wouldn't do that. But if your kid was crying every day and saying they were being bullied at school and begging for this, would you agree to have them go to the doctor and perform liposuction
his
at age
12? His surgery was on his chest. So it sounds like he had some moves. And if I had a kid that was being tortured at school and being tormented about it, and he was completely self-conscious about it, I don't know if I could give it a hard no.
I would. I would at least try the natural way for a few years and be like, okay, I get it. I hear you. Let's work on this. So how are we going to work on this? Let's build some muscle. Mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't necessarily say, let's put my 12-year-old in the gym and start pumping iron. But if this is what's happening, if we build muscle, then that won't be as prominent. It won't be such an issue.
And if that fails after the fact, I'm not sure that I could give you a definitive answer not
being
a parent.
Actually, here's another question, and I don't have an answer. I do have an answer. Are parents who let their young children get really obese bad parents?
Yes.
Okay. I actually disagree. I don't think they're bad parents. I think it depends on the circumstances. It depends on your education, your culture. If you know better, my mom let my sister and me get obese when we were young. And I don't think she was a bad mom. She just didn't know better. Mm-hmm. Now I know better. So I'm the opposite. I'm like, my son's in swim class. Well, I just signed him up for tennis.
But you said something important. It's a different day. It's not but it's not our parents from the 70s.
Okay, it's a different day, but it also depends on where you grew up, where your family is from, how long you've been here, or whatever. A variety of factor, how much money you have. You know, it's not easy necessarily for everybody to live an organic,
healthy lifestyle. I was just going to say, it's not cheap to eat healthy.
Yeah.
It costs more to eat healthy. It's a fact.
Let's move on to some non-British people. Justin Bieber, earlier this week, upset a lot of people on April Fool's when he joked that he and his wife, Haley, were pregnant. And then some women were very upset, saying that was mean and hurtful because women suffer some from fertility issues and it's not that easy to get pregnant. Do you think that that was an offensive or mean prank to pull?
Do I see why people could be upset? Sure. But we're living in a very sensitive world.
I don't think it was offensive or mean or even hurtful. I just think it was dumb. But hello, as I've said on the podcast before, he never even graduated high school. But that, you know what? But you also don't need to be educated to be smart. You can be not educated and be a very smart person.
You know my rap on these celebrities, the kids that come up. They're stunted at the point that they became famous. And with this kid, there it is. I mean, the kid became famous at 8 or 12 or whatever he was, 14. He's 14.
But it did make me happy to see that even though there was all that drama, he is working on himself. And it made me happy to see that he's working on himself outside of that cultish church that he's a part of, that Hillsong. I'm not saying it's a cult. It's not. It's not Scientology. But he is in therapy, and he posted a selfie from therapy on his Instagram story. And it made me happy because in that instance, oversharing is good because it tells his fans, look, I'm really working on myself. And it made me happy to see that that's how he was working on himself. So it's nice. You see, I like to report the positive, too.
And report that he did issue an apology.
Oh, yeah, but who cares about that?
That's what I thought.
Anyways.
Fair and balanced, we are not.
He apologized. Did he? I didn't read it, though.
He did.
What did he say?
It was very thoughtful.
What did he say?
He said that he was playing a prank, and of course he could see how it was insensitive, but he didn't feel that when he did it that it would be hurtful to anyone, and he's sorry if it was hurtful to anyone. It was sweet. It was a nice
that's
message.
Boring.
That was spell-checked, I believe.
Earlier this week, something happened where I had deja vu to a previous podcast. The Kardashian sisters were on Jimmy Kimmel Live, and Jimmy interviewed Khloe for the first time in the wake of everything that happened with Tristan Thompson and Jordan Woods. And Jimmy asked her about always dating basketball players. And Khloe responded, I don't know. I like what I like. What can I say? What? You know why that is even worse than Jerry Halliwell releasing that statement? That response tells me she's going to date more basketball players. She's going to do this again.
But what is her dating pool? Rappers, famous people in the circle.
Okay,
that she hangs in.
She could date one of Kanye's cousins that works for Kanye, a non-famous dude. What?
That doesn't sound very fun.
What do you want? Fun or a lifelong partner?
Hey, Kim, I'm dating your dentist. No. Look, she is a part of this drama circle. Yes, and I've said this a million times on the show. It's the rat going around the wheel. God. It's the same thing. I feel that they owe it to us, the consumer, or the people that consumes their crap, the drama. They need to provide that. I think it's subliminally laid into their minds that they have to give. There's an expectation for them to give that to their audience. I think that's all that it is.
I was having, what's the opposite of flashbacks? Flash forwards? You know, like imagining the future. Premonitions, right. Maybe not, because I don't want it to happen. But, you know, thinking about the Kardashians and their dating life, it's just, of course, being a father to two girls. And I can't help but think about that. And before our podcast today, we were just shooting the shit and talking about life. And I posted a photo earlier in the week of my daughter, and she looked very grown up in it. Mm-hmm. And then some people were saying in that photo, oh, she should be a model. Ooh. I hope my daughters are not models. We've spoken about that on the podcast
before.
Well,
you said it wouldn't happen.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you said
no. I think
no.
I just said I wouldn't be supportive.
You would not let them do that is what you said.
Not under 18. Yeah, clearly.
Okay.
But if after they're 18, I can't force them not to be a mom. But I would bribe them. I'd be like, okay, I will pay you money not to be a model, just because that's worse than dating a basketball player. Because at least you can be a nice girl dating a basketball player, but models are around so much drugs and they're all on cocaine, except for, you know, the 5% that aren't. Anyways. We're not done with the Kardashians yet.
That's a scientific study that he is
well,
reading
know.
From.
I would say at least 50% of models do drugs.
We've just went from 5 to 50. There's a big gap right there.
Well, I was joking at first, but being serious, I would say at least 50% of models do some kind of drugs. Drugs to stay skinny, drugs to have fun. Hello, ask models. Are there any models here? Any former models? All right. Well, you all could be.
I see a lot of model citizens right here.
I forget when we talked about this, but I mentioned previously that I didn't think it was time or cool of Jordan Woods to be commenting on Kylie Jenner's Instagram or even liking a photo, which is what she did. Well, now Jordan Woods' mother took it a step further and actually commented on one of Kylie Jenner's photos. It was a photo of her daughter, and she left a heart emoji.
Mm-hmm.
Why? It would be triggering to me. That would piss me off.
But Perez, people don't use social media the way that you use social media. It's scroll, scroll, scroll. Oh, cute. Scroll, scroll. I think you're reading way too much into it. You see a picture of someone, you just like it. You don't
think about it. Yeah, but you're the mother of the woman.
She's not
It's
the
like
woman.
You're the woman herself, too. You know, you're tied.
Perez, that's a plot line for a television show. It's not real life.
I would block her. I don't want you liking or commenting on any of my stuff right now. But it does tell me something that she's not blocked, neither is Jordan yet.
What would be the drama in that? What would be the payoff in that for any of them? That's their fake world that they live in. We're all waiting for them to do something like that. There's no upside.
All right.
Hey, every car comes with its share of stories. That ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up a first date, the luxury package that you got after a big promotion, or the mileage you saved riding your bike all summer. While you can't put a price on your stories now with TrueCar, you can at least find out what your car's worth when it's time to sell or trade in. Just go to TrueCar, simply enter your license plate number, and watch how your car's details pop up. Then answer a few questions, navigation or moonroof. Watch as they bump up your value. High mileage? You already knew that was going to cost you, but now you know how much it dings your wallet so you can plan ahead. Once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to your local certified dealer and cash out or trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. TrueCar cash offer not available in all areas.
In other news, earlier this week, Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman both faced a judge in Boston amidst their college cheating scandal. And here's the wild thing. Prosecutors apparently are adamant that they serve jail time. They should? I don't think these women are a danger to society. I don't know. I don't think they should serve jail time. Maybe house arrest. Maybe donate a ton of money.
Why do we have to pay? Let me let you behind the curtain. Entitled rich people are always going to get their way. That's how it works.
I think intent in everything, not just in a legal matter, but intent is key. That's why I am not one of those. I even hate saying it because it's been co-opted by people I don't even want to give a name to. I don't think being politically correct is a bad thing. It just means you're mindful of others. However, as we spoke about a few podcasts ago, when I wore that fierce outfit to Good Morning Britain's Oscars special, people were upset at me saying it was cultural appropriation. Suck it. Intent is really important, okay? I don't think these women knew that there was even a possibility that they could end up in jail. If they were aware that there was a possibility that they could end up in jail and then they still did it, then they should serve jail time. For example, if Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman were drunk driving, you know, if you drive under the influence, the jail's a real possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Then lock those bitches up.
Mm-hmm.
But for what they did, I don't think they should be in jail. That's just me.
Rich people trying to cheat the system. That's the system. That's what's been in place. And that's, I happen to agree with you.
But I just want to say I was right and I told you so, because I love saying that. We spoke about a few weeks ago, John Stamos, in relation to his co-star Lori Loughlin's drama. And John Stamos was asked for comment and he refused to comment. And Booker said that was the right thing, not to comment.
To some vermin with a camera on the side of the street. Sorry, you don't know that person anything, nothing.
Well,
why would you give them anything?
Well, Candace Cameron Bure, who plays DJ on Fuller House and Full House, was asked about the Lori Loughlin drama. Did you hear that?
Hmm.
Do you think she responded or not?
From where we're going, it sounds like that she did.
All right, she did, yes.
But Perez, I think you're missing the point. My point was he didn't owe it to those people to apologize. That's my point that I was making.
I'm not saying he should have apologized.
And by the way, I wouldn't have a problem if he did either.
Anyways.
I already said
a few podcasts ago what he should have said, which is basically what Candace Cameron said. Candace Cameron was asked about this on the Today Show, and she said, quote, "It's too personal to us, and we would never want to talk about someone that's such a dear and close friend."
Okay.
"I've already said that we are a family, and we stand by each other and pray for each other, and we'll always be there for each other."
So here's what I'll say to that. Why is Candace Cameron on the Today Show? She's there to comment on this. The publicist got together and said this would be a good look. Candace Cameron probably got on the phone with Lori Loughlin or whomever and said,
She wasn't on there just to talk about that.
Oh, please. What are they having
her
on
for? No, she was promoting Fuller House, I think.
Okay.
Because one of the other girls, what's her name?
The Today Show that morning was like, we need someone to talk about Fuller House.
What's, who played Stephanie? What was her name?
Since you're here, let's ask you about that pesky little story.
Jodie Sweetin was on with her.
Perez, you got to see behind the curtain on this one. They're all in cahoots. They got together.
That's not how the Today Show works. They weren't on there just to talk about Lori Loughlin.
Yeah, actually, yes. They 100% I don't even have to watch.
It was only 30 seconds. The rest of their appearance was something else.
That's all they wanted was that soundbite so they could talk about it and that they got the exclusive. That's how it works. That's why she went on that show. And I guarantee you she picked up the phone.
No, they were promoting the new season.
This is where you refuse house. To see behind the curtain
I'm looking at
of what
it
is really happening. That is what's really happening. It doesn't matter what that says. The Today Show doesn't care about Fuller House. No, 0%.
Yes, they do. They're such mass celebrities. Like, everybody knows them.
They booked her for the story and the soundbite. Whether she answered or not, it becomes a story that you would report on. That's the whole point. That's the game, man. I don't see how you don't get that.
All right, whatever. You're wrong. Sounds like a room full of people that think I'm wrong. No, you're totally... Yeah, you are. No, you are. Maybe they would have just booked her, but they're not going to have both of those girls on just for that one question.
Yes,
like it was something that was
already... A lot
already...
of people nodding their head up and down. Yes.
Well, they're all
they
wrong.
Absolutely did.
Speaking of... daytime television. I want to encourage everybody to go to PerezHilton.com and listen to this if you haven't. Did you hear that audio of Elizabeth Hasselbeck freaking the fuck out?
You sent it to me, yes, and it was such an amazing watch.
Oh my God. It's actually kind of amazing that The View, which has been on the air over 20 years, continues to be so relevant. And I think all this drama with this new book is only good for the show.
Sure.
They were talking about this pill that would terminate a pregnancy. Like, was it the morning after pill? I don't know. Okay, they were talking about something like that, but she freaked the fuck out because she thought Barbara Walters was reprimanding her on air. I actually think Elizabeth overreacted. Did you?
No.
No?
That's why you hire someone like that. That's why I'm surprised more people haven't hired you. You're an overreactor. It's fun to watch. It's incredibly fun to watch. Why do you think I do the show? I sit back and marvel at you every week like, wow, I don't get how he doesn't get this, but this is interesting. So no, I don't. I think that's what she's paid to do. I think they're all overreactors. I think when you get a bucket full of hot messes in a room, sometimes you get a chemistry that you get a soup that works. And View's the perfect example. Sometimes the ingredients are off, and there have been many incarnations of The View that just blew. That one was a good one. That was the one where we all look back and go, it was
like
the perfect
Elizabeth.
Bucket of crazy. So no, it doesn't shock.
Health and sex. They go together like peanut butter and jelly. Before you have a taste, know your prevention options. See why health and sex belong together. Visit HealthySexuals.com. Cool, healthy sex is great sex. Before you get busy, get your health on. Know your status and prevention options.
Mm-hmm.
Healthy and sexual belong together. Find out how at healthysexuals.com.
Let's just end things on a open question thing. I'll ask it to you,
okay,
and then I'll ask it to the audience because I'm curious what other people think. My assessment is Zayn Malik, his career is over. Is that accurate?
No.
No?
Everybody's just one song away from being relevant. There's okay. So many.
Except Iggy Azalea. That's not a diss. That's just the truth.
Hey.
I'm a fan. Iggy Azalea could have the best song on the planet, and it will not be a hit.
I disagree with you. There's an artist I do recall. Very quick story from the radio station. There was a song that came out with a DJ, and there was an artist that was sort of kind of overplayed and had a lot of problems in the record company. They came in, they played the song, and I looked around the room, and our music director said, nope, he's damaged goods. And the other person said, yeah, the song's kind of annoying, the noise in the middle of the song. And everyone looked around, and I looked up.
All right,
I said,
get to it. Who was
it? I said, this kid is going to be a massive star again. His name is Justin Bieber. And the song with Diplo came out, and all of a sudden, boom, Justin Bieber was back. And you remember, there was a litany of shitty songs that he put out, and just one after another, and nothing landed. But that song changed his trajectory again, and he was off to the races. So anybody's one song away.
I just don't think Zayn Malik has the temperament to be an international pop star.
Yeah. He has issues with social anxiety.
And drugs. Allegedly.
Social anxiety is what I'll stick with. And has a
well,
problem.
That too. That's yeah, a real
well,
thing.
Yeah, and he has a problem touring. And if you have a problem...
Well, he's never toured by himself.
Right. And if you can't do that in this day and age, you can't support what you do and you can't hit
oh
the
God,
road.
Celine
you're gonna
Dion
have
is
time.
Going on tour. Anybody's going to go see Celine? What? She puts on a great show. I'll go more than once. Thank you for coming. We appreciate you so much. I thought maybe 20 people would be here. It's kind of a weird concept, a live podcast recording, but people are doing it more and more. So yeah. Thank you.
I am so excited because TV is so different these days. There are new shows premiering all the time. My PHP listeners, you must check out In the Dark. In the Dark is from EP Ben Stiller. He's the executive producer and also from the director of The Big Sick. Didn't we love that? This is the story of Murphy Mason, a sardonic, sexually promiscuous, hard-drinking, young, blind woman. For Murphy, the big problem with being blind is that you can only judge people by their personalities. Murphy has two friends, Jess, her unflinchingly devoted roommate, and Tyson, a drug-dealing teenager. When she's not at work, barely holding down the job she hates, Murphy can be found drinking at her favorite bar and bringing home men from it. Murphy's drunken, hot mess of a life is about to take a turn for the worse when Tyson suddenly turns up dead. So Murphy vows to figure out what happened to her friend. Equal parts hilarious, heartfelt, and suspenseful from the perspective of someone who's totally in the dark. In the Dark Thursday, only on the CW.
Who has questions? Anybody?
I'm more interested to know if Daenerys is going to get down with Jon Snow and if anybody thinks it's weird, because I don't.
When does that start?
Next Sunday.
Next, not this Sunday.
Next
not tomorrow.
Sunday.
Yes. Wait, what?
Something about boobs. I don't know.
We don't have guests because we only like hearing each other talk.
Yeah.
Show us your boobs.
Yeah.
You can't say that and not show
How
us your
this?
Boobs. They look average.
You know what? You're pretty good at this, Perez. You might not be gay after all.
Any other questions? Over there.
Celebrities you talk about, did they ever confront you?
I won't say who. I won't say who because I, you know, I do keep some things private. You know, there are many ways to reach me. I really appreciate it, actually, when a celebrity does confront me themselves. because the alternative is to have their lawyer confront me. And that shit adds up. That's expensive, because then my lawyer has to. I once tried to respond to a fucking, I'll tell you who, Tucker Carlson from Fox News sent me some legal letter because I reported rumors about some bullshit he did. But I didn't say it was fact, okay? I didn't say this happened. I said this is what's being reported out there. So I have been around 15 years now. Applause to myself. I know how shit works. I tried to respond to this lawyer myself, and I was like, listen, bitch, I know what you're fucking doing. You're trying to...
And by the way, he uses this exact tone when he speaks to these people.
I'm not scared. You're trying to scare me, and it's not working. If this goes to court, this will be tossed out because you have no grounds, no legal standing. This is bullshit. Fuck you. And she's like, I cannot respond to you. Can you please CC me with your lawyer? I'm like, listen, I'll take the fucking article down. I'm not having my lawyer respond. So anyways, lawyers are not cheap in LA. It's like $300 an hour or something. I'm the cheapest person I know. I was so upset when this fucker told me I have to pay more than $14 for my parking because I didn't read the fine print. Seriously. I parked next door at the hotel and it said $14. And he's like, yeah, but she didn't read underneath. I'm like, what do you mean read underneath? He's like, yeah, $14. And then they charge you for every additional 20 minutes. I'm like, they didn't. No, that's not legal. So yes, I appreciate when a celebrity will confront me themselves.
And there are others that do confront him that he's not talking about.
But it happened
about.
Recently.
It happened, well, a really good one that pertains to
a
the
really
show.
A really good one.
A really good one.
They but, slid into my DMs. They said, what's your number? And then I was concerned, and I even texted him the screen grab. I'm like, what do I respond?
What do I do?
What do I say? Because in my mind, I'm thinking, this fucker was hacked. It's some hacker trying to get my phone number. Like, I can't respond with my phone number. Then I said, okay, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I said, you already have my number. So then they called me, and I didn't answer. Only because it was from a blocked number. And I don't like answering blocked numbers that I don't know. So whatever, I ended up talking to that person, and all good in the hood. But any other questions?
You talked briefly about the Britney fans coming after you. So who, in your experience, has had the most vicious fans? Like Mimi?
Good questions.
Nicki Minaj?
No. The most vicious were the BTS fans. The K-pop fans?
Whoa, back up. Vicious as in hateful or just they just spout it off? Who just, was just
I'm talking
the
about
meanest?
Just sheer volume.
Okay, but she's asking who are the meanest fans?
I did an interview recently and I, you know, mentioned how I'm celebrating my 15-year anniversary. And I still know how to get a reaction out of people, which you don't always love. Earlier in the year, I posted this silly dancing video that went viral on gay Twitter. And the gays were very vicious. The gays hate me. Except for a few here today. So thank you. I won't blow you, but I'll give you a hand job afterwards. Because that's just not sanitary. I mean, there's a few. Anyways.
Any other questions?
Do you guys have any intel on Kanye West at Coachella?
Intel? We talked about this last week. Kanye at Coachella, do we have any intel? Well,
it's
on 9
the
lineup.
It's on the lineup. Weekend 2 wasn't selling that well. I think it had to do with ticket sales, which
but
is
it's probably
going to
be real shitty. Did the boobs girls, oh, your boobs friend still here? I was like, did they leave? Did they get that turnt? Any other questions?
Wait, what do you think about Jada unfollowing Chris, Kim, and all of them?
We spoke about that last week.
I was on
week,
the show
right?
last week, bad listener.
Oh, hey now.
Would have hung up
hey
on
now.
You.
I hate this shirt, by the way. It was his idea, not just because of the bad memories it brings, but I feel like I would have worn something bigger. I'm feeling so self. My mom is calling me fat. She's like, you got to stop going on so much vacation. I feel like Sam Smith at 12. I'm sorry. It's true. You know, I will always be that fat person, just like I'm sure he feels that way. I'm sure he still feels like the Sam Smith at 12, too. Thank you for coming. I'm Perez Hilton. This is Chris Booker. Thank you to him. He makes me better. If you enjoyed this, we'll do it again next year. And if you enjoyed it, tell your friends to listen to the podcast and have a great day. Bye.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for coming.
Let's get a drink.
I've got to pee so bad now. Nobody go to the men's room. I'm going straight there.